Many businesses are streamlining their server environment by consolidating physical servers and also moving to virtual computing. This, of course, has some great benefits, such as reducing physical data center infrastructure and the related costs, while increasing hardware and application availability. It also makes it easier for the IT department to respond quickly to business requirements, not to mention the green aspect, of course, of reducing energy costs. But it also raises this question: how is Microsoft licensing affected when you move to a virtual environment? Is it possible to also streamline your Windows Server environment through licensing? I'm James Hilliard, your host, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking with Sarah Cahill, Senior Licensing Sales Specialist with the PC Connection family of companies. Sarah joins us today with some concrete answers and a list of things you should keep in mind from a Microsoft licensing perspective when moving to a virtual environment. And Sarah, do appreciate you taking time and joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start off here with the idea of technologies like virtualization and cloud computing. What effect they've had on Microsoft's licensing, philosophy and some of the policies they have in place now?
Well, virtualization is clearly impacting the way Microsoft is moving forward with their licensing policies. They're making a lot of changes, but it's also greatly affecting how our customers are looking at licensing within their own environments, regardless of their size.
Right, it makes sense. It would be impacting kind of both sides there. Let's talk specifically about then what Microsoft is doing. What are some of those new licensing policies that listeners need to know about? And are they major changes, or are they little kind of subtle nuances here and there?
There have been some major changes, and probably the product that's been impacted the most would be Windows Server. Microsoft has changed and actually added a new version of Windows Server called Data Center that is scaled to really meet the needs of customers who are virtualizing. For example, Windows Server Standard remains the same. It's licensed on a one-to-one basis, so if you buy one, you get a license for one either physical or virtual machine. Enterprise actually allows for up to 4 VMs running on that licensed machine, and then Data Center, the new offering, it's licensed per socket, and as long as you're licensing all sockets in that machine, you actually get rights to run an unlimited number of VMs on the licensed sockets.
And Sarah, let me confirm, too, that these types of license agreements, not just for the large enterprises out there, small, medium-sized businesses as well.
Absolutely. Any size customer can leverage the licensing rights in Windows Server to really tailor their licensing to their virtual environment.
All right. In terms of other Microsoft products, are there any other special considerations that we need to think about? There are some new products that are getting new versions that are coming out in the next couple of months. Anything specific that we need to know about on that front?
Yes, Microsoft actually, with their new wave of product releases in the last few months, has updated the licensing rules for SQL. And SQL Server has traditionally been licensed on the server CAL or the per socket model. They are still following that model. However, they have added in a Data Center edition for SQL as well that follows the same rules as Windows Server Data Center, allowing for unlimited VMs running on the license sockets. Microsoft has also changed the way that they expect customers to license their virtual desktop infrastructure, so we can help customers with that as well.
I don't think it's any surprise, Sarah. Some people have and talk about some of the licensing with Microsoft can be somewhat complicated, can be a little difficult to focus on, especially organizations that don't have that dedicated person dealing with those types of issues. Has that simplified at all, or is it still pretty complicated and probably not going to change much just because licensing of software these days has become a more complicated part of our business?
Well, licensing has always been complicated, so that is definitely a challenge. But one thing that we always suggest to our customers is to look at the big picture. Don't focus just on individual projects. You want to see how that project fits into your environment as a whole. And by looking at the total environment, you can set yourself up to be able to scale as the environment changes. And that way, it's a much more streamlined environment, and it keeps you from over-licensing yourself. Most customers are concerned that they're going to be under-licensed, but what we find is that a lot are actually over-licensed because they're not aware of ways to streamline what they currently have.
Let me talk to you about the process of, say, an organization was just getting on the virtualization bandwagon right now, going through a project. They go through a license agreement process, working with PC Connection to get these Microsoft licenses in place. What's the review cycle? How often do you work with those organizations to go back and review the licenses to make sure either they're not under, they're not over? Is that a six-month process every year? Does it depend? Is it really a custom and tailored approach?
Well, it really depends on the customer and what their needs are. if a customer is in, let's say, an enterprise agreement, we're reaching out at least on a quarterly basis to talk about how they're currently licensed, how they can leverage new licensing rules, and just making sure that everything is where it needs to be. For those customers that don't invest in software assurance, you're really looking at a transactional relationship where it's more on an as-needed basis. So we tend to look at least once a year to make sure everything's going okay and that they're aware of any changes that are coming out from a licensing perspective.
You mentioned the idea of looking at the big picture here. If an organization is getting ready to go through, again, a major kind of change to their Microsoft licensing due to moving to the cloud or doing some type of virtualization project, is there something they can do before approaching PC Connection and gather some type of information? Or do they really just need to reach out, make the connection, get the conversation going, you guide them through the process?
Well, definitely reaching out to us is a great first step. We can take a look at how they're currently licensed, find ways to streamline that, and then put together price comparisons, cost justifications, and licensing program comparisons to find out how they can license what they're looking to do moving forward. So that way they're building in the licensing cost along with any hardware costs they might have or any other services costs they may be needing to incur.
All right. Hey, Sarah, as always, appreciate the conversation. Thanks for taking time and talking with us again today.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
And of course, thank you to our listeners. If you are interested in learning more about how to better deal with Microsoft server licensing and virtual environments, turn to the PC Connection family of companies serving SMBs, government, education, and enterprises. Their team has the technical expertise, professional services, and extensive IT product lines to transform technology into complete IT solutions for your organizations. Learn more at govconnection.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on Connection Point.